Again, Erev Shabbos. Today is not Friday. Today is Erev Shabbos. We're turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos. And how exciting it is, the final, the last Shabbos of the year. The last stop, the last station, the last Shabbos until the Nayayor, until the new year. A fresh start and a fresh beginning. I want to thank our sponsors, Mendon Tzibur Fishman, Eskons V'chai Rivka Batzibur, Fertile Memory of Lord Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, Harav Yaakov Tzi Ben David Aryeh. This is a big Shabbos. Every Shabbos is a big Shabbos, but this is a big Shabbos because this is the last Shabbos. And the Beis Avraham of Slonim tells us, quoting here in Parshas Netzavim, "Kol holich achar achasim," everything follows the end. Everything follows the finish. That's the statement that we make. Everything follows the end. That is the statement. So the way we walk into this last Shabbos, are we turning on Friday into Erev Shabbos? Are we prepared? Do we wake up Friday morning to a set home? Did we wake up today? Are we playing music? Are we preparing Divrei Torah? Are we getting ready so that Shabbos finds us waiting, not she is waiting for us? Everything follows. He writes there, the Beis Avraham of Slonim. He says that we know that Tishrei is like Shabbos and Elul is like Erev Shabbos. And just like there's a din of Tosefes Shabbos that we bring Shabbos in early, there's a din of Tosefes Shabbos that we bring Tishrei in early. So this week it's already Rosh Hashanah. We're already feeling, we're already hearing the shofar. We're already feeling a connection to this significant, to this incredible time. And this is a time that we're getting ready. This is the time that we are preparing. This is the time. This is what it is all about. The Lev Elio, and this is quoted in Rav Shor's new Sefer, Nezer HaParsha. He says about this Shabbos, V'ineid machar yesh lanu Erev Shabbos ha'achron shel Hashana. He was talking on a Thursday and he says, tomorrow's the last Erev Shabbos of the year. Today for us, the last Erev Shabbos. V'chein l'gabi Shabbos ha'achron. Im amnam lo kibadnu kosher bas Hashana karo'i. If we've disrespected, if we've dishonored, if we've not treated and elevated the Shabbos the way we were supposed to. Aval l'facho Shabbos ha'achron sheyotze b'nifra mitanu. Tzorech l'chabdo b'yoser. We can compensate. We can make up. We can repair. We have an opportunity with the Shabbos. With the Shabbos, what kind of Shabbos meals do we sing? Do we offer Divrei Torah? Do we host? Do we tell stories? What kind of Erev Shabbos do we call? Do we check in on people? Are we ready early? Are we doing what's going to elevate us? The Kabbalah Shabbos, Shah Kodam Tefilas Kabbalah Shabbos. Are we ready, dressed in our Shabbos clothing, opening a sefer, getting ready, preparing a Dvar Torah, table set, ready to go? Be'isak HaTorah L'Spala. This is it. The last Shabbos of the year will determine this is what it's all about. And it can save the entire Shabbos. Shabbos is so significant. We give a special shiur this week. What happens when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos? We don't blow a shofar that first day, which the Gemara promises can lead to something extraordinary. The Aruch Lener of Yaakov Ettlinger in the Sefer Minchas Ani and Hazinu says it can be extraordinary in either direction. There's a historical timeline of terrible events that happen in years like that, and a historical timeline of amazing events in years like that. And what will determine is Shabbos. Is Shabbos. We don't have the shofar, but we have Shabbos. That's next Shabbos. But whether Shabbos will compensate and be in lieu, whether Shabbos will play the role, whether Shabbos will be as loud as the shofar on our behalf, that will be based on how we treat Shabbos. Does Shabbos walk in and before God as a bruised and battered wife? Sunday is Monday and Tuesday is Wednesday and Thursday is Friday. And Hashem says, Shabbos, you have the Jewish people. So we're married to Shabbos and Shabbos keeps us going. But how do we treat Shabbos? Do we honor? Do we count up? Do we hold on to? Do we cherish? Are we grateful for? Do we elevate ourselves? Are we transformed? Do we have that neshama that is Yesera on Shabbos? Then Shabbos is going to advocate and lobby on our behalf next week when we don't have the shofar. But if we misuse and abuse Shabbos, if we run late going into Shabbos, if we can't wait to end Shabbos, if on Shabbos we talk about how we can't stand Shabbos and we wish Shabbos were over, if Shabbos we're not wearing big day Shabbos, and if Shabbos not having conversations of Shabbos, and if Shabbos we're not being elevated by Shabbos, then Shabbos next week when there's no shofar comes and says, don't look to me. Don't ask me to help you. I have nothing to say on your behalf. So whether Shabbos will compensate for the shofar, whether Shabbos will produce this blast, it's up to how we treat this Shabbos. Chevra, it's the last Shabbos of the year. This is it. We got it. You can do it. Be ready early. Have the right kavanah, the right mindfulness, the right mindset. Welcome Shabbos. We have this ability. And if we do, then Shabbos will fight on our behalf. This final Shabbos of the year. Wishing you a good Shabbos, a beautiful Shabbos, a holy Shabbos, a happy Shabbos. A Shabbos that transforms, a Shabbos that elevates, a Shabbos that signs and secures a great year. Tuchel Hashanah v'tkilosel, v'tuchel Hashanah birchosel, the year, and its kolah should end, and the year filled with bracha should begin, and it's all the schus and the merit of how we treat and how we experience Shabbos. May it be an elevating and a transformative, incredible Shabbos.